Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the DM who's getting his ass kicked.
I'm Ryan, playing Vector, the tiefling something. Assassin.
I'm Brad, playing Rafa, the Arakakra something. Monk.
I am Kayla, playing Skauki, the human scout.
I'm Austin, playing Tiwa, the human fighter.
I am Ben, playing Elkron, Mounds, the Genasi barbarian.
I'm Sarah, playing from another state today, and I am playing Elise Conroy, a human artificer.
I'm Will, playing Jalen Merck, a half-orc monk who is stunning the DM's ass.
Yeah, but we still have our guest with us. He loves me.
It's true. My name is Nate. I am playing Brayden Loyani, lost in the mist and only a little pissed.
Well done. Well done. All right. Well, we are at the top of the round with Brad's character. Going to take probably 20 minutes to take a turn, but
we should have had a roll on break.
Yeah, you should have rolled like while we were on break.
You know, I was going to, and then I forgot.
That's one thing you can do as a monk, just to strike a pair.
Yeah, I'm just start rolling dice.
Yeah. All you do is punch things.
Here's a couple extra d20. Roll them all at once.
Roll 4
d20. I got a pile of them here.
It's okay, I'm doing digital, so it doesn't.
That's
for me.
Slower.
No, it's done.
Slower!
Wait, now I forgot what it
was. Oh, hell.
You know,
why is there no game log?
You're out of the group.
Here. Brad, it's roll. Fun.
Here, I'll roll for you. Here you go. You got a 13 plus whatever.
No, I got 25 to hit.
God.
With my quarter staff.
Will you roll for me, though?
And me.
And a 26 on my second stroke.
Okay. Roll your damage.
You're too close to Sarah's seat, where she has all the...
It's the chair!
Oh, I'm in Sarah's seat.
7 and 11.
7
and 11. And I don't think I'm going to use a key point just to save them for the... when you're out of yours.
All right. Is that the end of your turn?
He's already stunned until...
He could succeed on my stunning strike.
Yeah, and then when it gets to me, then I'll try
to succeed. If he succeeds, then he goes right after me, and then we all get whooped for a round.
Oh, yeah. That's only one round. It'll be fine.
It just feels like a waste. Right.
What's your collective HP?
Yeah.
12.
Probably less than
you first.
I'll show you mine. You show me yours.
On a scale from 1 to 49, how are you doing?
3. All right. It is your turn, Will.
All right, Jalen's going to just start swinging. That's cocked.
Nice.
It was, but it's still a miss. 15 for that. Second strike, double 15s, plus 7. 22 to hit, but that's a minable, pitiful 1 plus 4 for 5 bludgeoning damage. Key infused strike, so it's the full 5. And we're going to bonus action unarmed strike for another swing.
On the one that did hit, though, studied strike. All
right, all right.
Oh, that is a success.
Okay, then I'm going to flurry of blows. And that's an 11 plus 7, 18 to hit with maximum damage for 12 bludgeoning. I'm going to drop a Hand of Harm for an additional max 10 necrotic damage. And I will burn my last key point for a stunning strike.
That's a success.
Oh, I told you!
Okay, he's no longer stunned. It's now his turn. And I'm out of key points.
Excellent.
Okay. I can no longer heal people.
See, if you had a blade, you could actually cut the chains rather than just try to punch chains, because punching chains doesn't do anything.
Okay. So.
But it does.
I love guy.
With its turn, it's going to channel some energy to wrap chains, which you have noticed are all about this area. And it wraps the chains back around its arms.
Minus two.
What?
Minus two.
Well, no. One of them.
No. Yeah, I've only broken one.
No.
Hurt another.
I
got a short sword. How good is that against the chain?
And then he is also going to animate chains.
Oh, fuck.
And some of the chains around the area spring to life, razors sprouting from their links. And
dexterity, maybe?
Oh, shit.
And those chains...
Link.
Disengage.
Listen. Link.
What? Oh, gosh.
Link.
You are a loser.
And that's how we got
you. Who's safe?
Oh, man.
Hey, listen.
Hey. Listen.
So, the first chain... is going to wrap itself around you.
Oh, fuck.
And try and grapple.
Oh, you can escape a grapple.
Ah! Yeah, you're a monk. You're
a Oh, nat 20!
Not in the dungeon.
Oh, no! I call it!
So I can make an acrobatics to try and escape?
Yep.
Or athletics.
I'm a monk. Athletics is...
Gotta beat a 20.
Whatever. Not just 20, whatever...
20 yeah. plus whatever.
I'm grappled.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right.
Well, that's been fun, guys.
Kick okay.
DM's ass too long, and then you're asking.
And the other chain is going to grapple
no.
the other monk.
Yeah, grapple people that could stun it.
Counterspell.
Grapple doesn't stop you. Grapple doesn't stop you from attacking.
Yeah, but these are the chains, not him.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, so he can move away then.
That is true.
And then they're stuck there.
So, are these considered, like, ranged attacks?
These are chains that move of their own accord.
What's a grapple?
So basically, it's an animated creature.
No, he's trying to deflect missiles. They are not missiles.
Oh. So what do I gotta do?
Athletics or acrobatics.
Or
you're trying acrobatics. To muck your way out of a grapple.
Well,
metal snake.
Metal
solid snake?
That's not great.
I thought that too.
Thank you. I'm laughing for, you know, to fit in. What'd you get?
12.
That is a fail.
Yeah.
You were grappled. All right. Beautiful. The other two chains are going to attack. You, Beck. For a...
Is it attack or a grapple?
Oh, it's an attack.
Oh. I'm so ready to do some acrobatics.
It is going to be a 21 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay, you are going to
just
take...
Barely. Just hits.
7 points of slashing damage.
Uncanny dodge. Actually, I'll save that.
You will?
Well, if he's doing another attack.
I was gonna attack someone else.
Okay, yeah, I'll uncanny dodge that.
Okay.
So it's 3 or 4?
7.
Round down.
7 halved.
Oh, yeah, round down.
3? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And...
Nice.
We're going to attack the next person, being...
Grandpa, no!
There's going to be a
just like Grandpa.
7 to hit.
It reminds me of when Grandpa used to hit me
with chains. I'm now suspicious it is Grandpa.
This is Grandpa's spirit from hell. All right, that
it is certain.
You're
taking it easy, Grandpa.
11 points of slashing damage. Okay. And you are also... and you know what? I did this wrong.
Thanks. My
apologies. With the grapples, it was actually supposed to be an attack. I misread this, so...
Well, you missed.
What was your defense on yours?
Defense. What do you mean defense?
Because I rolled...
AC.
Yeah, what was your AC?
16.
That's what I meant.
Okay, then I would have missed, so you are not grappled, actually.
Woo!
Nat 20 was on you.
That one's still hit.
Woo!
That is a
50.
16. 20 damage.
Ouch. That's
slashing
long.
Damage.
Oh.
And now he is going to use... Oh, no, the devil still gets two attacks.
Okay. Oh, that was his legendary action, huh?
No, that was not his legendary action.
Oh, that was the chains action.
Those were the animate chains ability.
Oh.
Now he's going to take an attack against our rogue.
Which one?
You.
Okay. Because
the other one...
Vex,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're you. Yes. That is going to be a 17 to hit.
So the thing about that is... Nah, I don't have that yet. Dang it. Nope. Yep. That hits.
You're going to take 8 points of slashing damage. Kay. And you are also grappled. I don't believe there's a save for this one.
So I can uncanny dodge the damage.
Yes.
Can I take a reaction?
The uncanny dodge is your reaction.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So I could use that, or I can move half my movement speed as my reaction. Is there a way to use that in a way that gets me out of being restrained?
Let's have you roll an acrobatics check.
Hell yeah.
And the next attack is coming for... Who have I hit already? Ah, Ben. It's coming for Ben.
Actually, this is my favorite.
Jeff has done a lot of damage.
27 to hit.
Yeah.
That is going to be a 9, 13 points of slashing damage, and you are restrained, grappled.
16.
Okay. 16?
16.
Okay. You
failed. I failed?
Okay. You are restrained.
Alright, well, it was worth a shot.
Okay. So... You two, Kayla and Ben, you are grappled by the chains on his arms. The rest of you who have been hit are grappled by, except for you, are grappled by the
chains.
The animated chains.
Oh, so Vec and Jaylen are grappled by this?
Yes. Okay. As well as
Praedon.
Now comes the legendary action. So with his... chains. Hang on.
Well, it's been fun, guys. I'll see you next week.
Yup.
He's coming for me. I know it.
You know what? I don't know. I'm going to save it.
It recharges once per round.
At the top of initiative, he gets it back.
That's yeah, why would you save work. It?
Ooh.
No reason to save it.
You can wait until the bottom of initiative order and then use it, and then it comes back at the top of initiative.
Thank you.
It's kind of like a
yes,
reaction.
Yes. Very good. Thank you for educating me on legendary actions. This is why I've never used them, because they confuse me.
I may be a rules lawyer, but I am a fair rules lawyer.
All right.
This is true.
He is both a prosecutor
and a
defendant.
Actions just go initiative 20, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we are on to Sarah. Nope, Ben. Ben.
Okay. So I'm not one to link shame, but the safe word is fuck off.
That's our title. The safe word is fuck off.
Link shame.
Yeah.
That's very good. Link shame.
That'll hit.
Not with Link Shame.
I wish I could be as funny as you guys. These quips.
10? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
The next one is definitely going to miss. It was like a 10.
Okay.
The last one is a 26 to hit.
That'll hit.
And that's another...
Yeah.
Nine radiant bludgeoning.
Okay. Sounds good. So Jeffrey comes swinging in and just bashes this creature all about. And still he stands. And we are on to Austin.
Since I am over by the gate.
Deuces!
Bye!
He's got no loyalty to anyone.
I don't really. In fact, you guys.
He's looking for a drink.
Thanks for the distraction, guys.
I'm actually looking for the mechanism to open and close the gate.
Okay, make an investigation check.
13.
I'd say you're able to find it easily enough. The mist doesn't come up this way. You find it.
I attempt to jam it.
What?
Open or closed?
Yes.
What?
Now he shows your colors.
What is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you guys? Because
he's a masochist.
Make a.
He wanted to be in that prison.
Yeah.
This is my home. What kind of items do you have on you?
Dagger, spoons, knives, rocks.
Okay.
Jam it with the spoon.
There is no spoon.
May I see your character sheet real quick?
Mine?
Yeah. Just because it's the easiest one to find the details I'm looking for.
Gladly. What an honor.
What about beads of force?
I could have them with me.
I believe Sarah's character has those.
Yeah.
Or the potion of frost giant strength.
I didn't have it. I just drank the potion of climbing. And that's the only thing I used.
I'm gonna have you make I'll have you make an additional investigation check to see if you can figure out how to jam it.
12.
That's a success.
Sweet. And then with my movement, I climb out down the other side of the wall and run away.
Oh man! Here's our one shot.
Oh, wow.
Where is Gecko Man?
I never trust a human.
I will remember you.
All right. Well, I'm just gonna take you out of the initiative then.
That's fine.
Oh my.
I'll have to fight another day.
Sarah, you're up.
Okay, so I'm going to use sharpshooter, and I'm going to use my force ballista as a bonus action, so...
And shoot Austin's character.
You guys saw nothing.
19 to hit?
19 will hit.
No, we're distracted.
Okay, and then...
I'm in the mist.
25 magic damage.
Okay.
And then I'm going to use my little pea shooter. So let's...
Plus the damage.
23 to hit. That'll hit? Yep. 9 damage.
Alright. Nice. Okay.
Where am I in conjunction to this thing?
Pretty close.
You're not far from it. You're probably like within 10 feet.
I'm gonna back up, so I am, I'm gonna try to move away. I want to be 30 feet away, but I want the ballista cannon to be 15 feet away.
Okay.
Actually, no, I can take the ballista cannon with me, because it has a longer range.
So, okay.
Yeah, I just moved 30 feet away from it, and from many of the other chains that I see spiraling around.
Okay. So, Elise and Dahmer, back up, and it is now Kayla's turn. Ryan, you're on deck.
So what do I do? Make another acrobatics to try to get out, mm-hmm. Or can I do any attacks, or am I like restrained?
You can attack.
Just
with disadvantage, I think.
No,
for restraint.
For being grappled, your movement is zero. That's the only thing for grappled.
So you have your attack.
Doesn't matter. Just attack.
Or you can try and sneak your way out.
It's true, I could try and sneak my way out, which is looking better and better at the moment.
Acrobatics modifier, attack modifier.
They're the same. So.
Before you do that, I actually want you to make a wisdom save. I've been forgetting to do this.
Okay.
My apologies.
Okay. I don't like wisdom saves. They kind of suck. I got a 7.
Okay. So as you look at this creature and the chains wrapped around you, you see the face of a departed loved one that you have seen in your past. And you begin to fear, knowing that this person is dead and the tolls that you have all put into this body. You are now frightened of this creature.
And restrained by it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, grappled.
Well, as long as it's within your sight, you have disadvantage on pretty much everything.
Right.
It's pretty dark around here.
Right.
Close your eyes and sneak out.
Right. Before I was going to do that, before we did that, I was going to make like a religion.
Okay, so here's the restrained things just so everyone is
wait,
reminded.
Am I restrained or grappled?
You are restrained.
Oh.
Yep,
you
said
grappled.
You said grappled. Restrained or grappled?
That's different.
So, but this one, its ability causes restraint.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that's restrained creature speed becomes 0.
That's different.
Can't benefit from any bonus to its speed. Attack rolls against the creature, you guys, have advantage. And the creature's attack rolls have disadvantage. So your attacks have disadvantage against it. And then you also have disadvantage on dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
So are
what
we
about
all
my acrobatics?
Everyone who's been grappled is also restrained. Sorry, should clarify.
Okay, so what about my acrobatics, though? Because that's a skill. That's not an attack.
That is
it's a dexterity
saving
tech,
throw.
But it's not a saving
no,
throw.
No, acrobatics, you're fine.
Okay.
So you have a straight roll to get out. But if there's, like, a fireball that gets dropped, you have disadvantage on trying to dodge it.
Yeah, that's fine.
And since you're frightened, you get disadvantage on ability checks.
Yeah.
Ah, that's right, because
I'm
frightened.
As long as he's within your line of sight.
Ooh.
Close your eyes.
Shit, okay.
Still be within line of sight.
I hate all of this.
Not according to Elkron.
So here's the two things. Here are the two things I want to do. One is I want to make a religion check on this thing, and two, I want to try to get away from this thing.
Okay.
Can I do both? Try to do both of those things?
Yes.
With disadvantage.
I will allow you to. Yeah, you can do that. Religion I'll give as a bonus, or
okay.
free
as
action.
A free. Mm-hmm. But it has disadvantage.
Yes.
Okay.
Because you are scurred.
I'm scared and hush. That's a 2, plus that doesn't matter. And to get out is an 11 plus 7.
You are able to break free of the chains, and you have your movement back.
I have my movement. Mm-hmm. My entire movement. So I use my action.
You are within range of it, though.
Did I use my bonus action?
Technically not.
No, you did not use your
bonus. So I disengage with my bonus action.
Sounds good.
And I run 30 feet away with my action, and I run 30 feet away with my reaction.
Okay.
That way.
You can't get closer to it.
I'm not getting closer to it. I'm getting away from
it
that way.
You're gonna loop. Got it.
Okay. And Ryan, you are up. So you break free of the chains, and you just book it.
Yep.
To find it.
I don't know that yet.
I guess Vec is going to try to break the chains, or break the restraint from the chains, or whatever we call that.
Ah, I need you to make wisdom save, though.
Wisdom save. Let's see.
15. Let's see here. That's a success.
Okay. So that means I can do an acrobatics check without disadvantage, right?
Yes.
You are not frightened.
Okay.
So I'm just going to throw a friendly reminder. Somebody has the beads of force.
Yes. With the big group of people globbed up there.
If only I had them.
I don't know what those do. 17.
17 is a success.
Okay.
So you break free of the chains again, and you have a chance to attack.
Beat of Force is basically like a concussion grenade.
Yeah.
It's like a flashbang.
Would I have a Beat of Force?
Only if Sarah gave it to you.
Sarah's character has it.
She
She's not paying attention either. But
she could throw the beat of force as like a flashbang into the group and yeah.
Off of its head.
Oh wait, that's I'm flanking it, so sure, we'll say that's advantage, but it's still terrible. 9.
No. 9?
11.
9 to hit?
11 to hit.
That'll miss.
Yay.
Bonus action, disengage.
Okay.
And go kill Scouty. Just trying to back away out of the chains if there's... I don't know where the chains are. Are they, like, in the entire area?
They can move.
They're animated, and they're all over the room.
And you can't see them.
Bonus action, disengage, move toward Elise to try to get a bead of force next time around.
Okay. How much can you move?
30 feet.
Okay. Sounds good. Go ahead and move your character. So.
Oh, yeah, I can get there. Okay. So I'll be just screaming at Elise on the way over there. I need one of those things.
I think you can throw the whole thing, too.
Okay. So with your turn ending, I am now going to use legendary action.
Should have used it earlier. Of course you are.
And he is going to sweep his chains.
Great.
To hit all of you that are within 10 feet of him.
Yes. Should have done that before two this one.
I know.
I forgot about this, but I have... Ancestral Protectors, so when I'm raging and I attack a creature, basically for that entire turn, he has disadvantage on any attack that isn't against me, and those creatures that you get hit have resistance to that damage.
Sorry, what was that last part?
He gives resistance to everybody.
Like any attacks against creatures that aren't me that do hit, the... against like players that aren't me that do hit, that player has resistance to
okay.
damage.
Sounds good. So he'll have anyone that is grappled by him will have just a straight roll against them.
Got
just
it.
Because of your
thing.
So the first attack against those who are grappled will just go in order, so you're not grappled. You're gone.
So
you're
it's
gone.
Praedon.
Brayden.
And she's does.
Okay, and then Ben's character. Yeah, so the first two we'll do Nate's first. It was a 17 to hit.
That hits.
Okay. And 17 to hit.
That just hits.
And a 26 to hit for Ben's character. So that is going to be a 11.
Halved, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And a 10.
Halved to 5.
Mm-hmm. And then for Elkron, it is a... Bear with me. 13.
Okay.
So he sweeps his chain around, smashing into each of you in the area. Is there a fourth person there?
I'm there.
Yeah, Rafa.
Oh, you would be attacked.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That'll be a...
Yes.
Probably 13.
Disadvantage.
Yeah, that is true. It's fine. It misses anyway.
Yeah, it misses.
Critical miss. It smashes his own.
Blows himself up.
Okay. Now it is Nate's turn.
Things are looking grim. And the devil look... Grandpa look perfectly healthy.
Less than perfectly healthy, but still spry for an old man.
All right.
Does he look bloody?
Oh, absolutely. He's got holes in his body.
Okay. Yeah, that ballista just blew a hole in him.
Twice!
Yeah. He's missing an eyeball, too.
Mm-hmm. And there's a dart in another eyeball.
And there's a bolt in his neck.
The thing is, I don't think any of this is good for our case. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not looking good.
It just makes him look invincible, and we're screwed.
And yeah. Also, sorry, wisdom save.
Oh.
A little bit restrained.
Hey, 16?
That'll succeed.
Oof.
You are not scared of Grandpa.
False, I'm very scared of Grandpa.
Bad grandpa. Bad grandpa.
Cheat.
Elitek. Hey, that's 21 to hit.
That will hit.
And did I need to break out of restraint as well?
You can attack. Sorry, that was an error on my end. Technically, grapples would have been, breaking out would have been your action. So you technically shouldn't have hit, but that's okay. Error on my part.
I didn't attack.
You didn't attack? Okay. Then, great. I didn't suck. So yeah, if you want to use your action to break the grapple, you can, or you can attack.
Attack. 21 to hit, damage, and I will do a maneuvering, a goading strike as well. It's 17 damage.
Nice.
What does goading do again?
Wisdom save, and then he must attack me. If he don't attack me, attacks on others have disadvantage.
That's what I thought.
Bummer.
Yes.
So I will say he has real disadvantage on every case then.
All right. Second attack.
What's a wisdom save?
Oh, it was a wisdom. Oh, sorry. That's probably a fail. What was the DC?
I think you said 16.
16.
That is a fail.
12 to hit on second attack. Probably miss.
Yep, that'll miss.
Take a one of the potions for healing.
Okay.
1d4, 2d4. 2d4.
Basically,
2d4 plus 2.
Plus 2, yep.
Alright, that's heal for 6, and that is turn.
Okay, and we are going to end the session there, since we're at the top of the round, and pick up with what happens next time. Thanks for listening.